This is 102.1 WMUK. Across the country, African Americans have protested shoulder to shoulder with white allies in united outrage over George Floyd dying in police custody several weeks ago in Minneapolis. In Kalamazoo, for instance, the overwhelming majority of the hundreds of participants at the larger protests have been white. But as people of color start to plan next steps, some wonder, will allies continue to work to end systemic racism once the big demonstrations stop? WMUK's Erlene McMichael reports.
I spoke to several African American protesters. This week we share some of their stories in their own words.
I'm Javon Head, born in Lansing, but raised in Kalamazoo, Michigan. For as long as I can remember, I've been an activist, a community organizer, someone that's just been concerned. I was raised by my mother. She raised four boys by herself on the north side of Kalamazoo. And she'd always made it very clear that we are bigger than who we are and that we represent a larger group of folks. And those that can should do. So I've been working with local organizations before I was 12 years old.
Javon Head is 33. He's a software manager with a ride-sharing company. His apartment is in downtown Kalamazoo. That's where we do our interview. He remembered being seated on his couch scrolling through social media when the nearly 9-minute long video of a white police officer kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, an unarmed black man, popped up in his feed.
Immediately, I wanted justice. Immediately, I needed folks to see and understand that this was a problem. And I owed it to George to watch that video.
Javon had recalled still being shaken several days later, so he decided to go for a walk to clear his mind. It was around noon on Saturday, May 30th. As he neared downtown Kalamazoo's Bronson Park, he saw a group of white people protesting in the distance. He joined them, chanted with them, and followed them to protest at the nearby courthouse. There'd be other protests downtown that same day. Javon participated in those, too.
Many folks around where I live were enraged, and rightfully so, especially white folks. They wanted to get out in the streets and show support, but they also wanted to bring George Floyd's death to the surface to talk about a greater overarching conversation, which is a police brutality. And when I saw that those events were happening in my city, I immediately grabbed whatever I could, face mask, hand sanitizer, and got on the front lines because I needed to be a part of it.
But after 6 days of protesting, Javon was frustrated.
I had grown disenchanted by the protests at that point. I felt as though the folks that I saw were engaging in trauma tourism. And it was a cathartic experience for white folks that didn't quite have an output, that had angst, that felt guilt, but didn't know what to do with it. And so it was sort of this self-congratulatory thing of let's go to the park and feel like we're doing something. And I equate it to trauma tourism because, like a tourist, you can visit that narrative and then leave. And you get to exit and come and go as you please, while the natives, while the folks that actually live there, have to experience that day in and day out. And so I became disheartened by the lack of action that was coming out of the protests.
He's not against protests. He says they can provide teachable moments and good optics to advance a cause.
But what I do know is that we as a folk, we as Americans, have a long history of protests, a long history of showing grievances, especially black folks, long history of marches on Washington, et cetera, asking for things. We've been doing this quite a bit, and I'm saying to myself, well, we did this in 2014 when it came to the Ferguson stuff, and nothing really from a policy standpoint, from a greater policy standpoint, has really happened when it comes to our police forces, when it's come to nonprofits and things like that, and how funding works.
Javon is referring to the case of Michael Brown. The unarmed black teenager was fatally shot by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014. That touched off intense protesting against police violence nationwide, much like now with George Floyd's death.
How do we break this cycle of show and tell? How do we break this cycle of protest, anger, and then complacency or apathy? So a buddy of mine decided to take it upon himself to organize his own process, his own protest. He was he's a black man and he's a Kalamazoo native.
His friend's name is Ryan Singleton.
And up to that point, a lot of the protests had been organized by white folks, white allies and things like that. He said, I want to take these folks to some of the most oppressed neighborhoods in this city. And I said, I stand by that completely. He said, I want to show these folks that these are the black lives that matter. I want to show them the effects of systemic racism, of racist policies, and show them what that looks like. I want to show them black businesses as well. I want to show them black children playing. I want to show them black mothers and fathers and all types of folks living in the neighborhood in which you proclaimed to say that these people's lives matter. We had a Pride BLM march that day, earlier today, and we took a group of those people and we said, if you're willing to ally with us and come with us, we want to take you through the streets and we want to march you to the north side of Kalamazoo, and that's what we did.
That's Javon Head speaking at the march that his friend Ryan Singleton organized on the city's mostly black northern end. As they had hoped, the majority of the 50 to 100 marchers were white allies from other protests. Many returned the next day for a second Northside protest. And some are now volunteering in that neighborhood.
If they enact anti-racist ideas and agendas into their own life, that's a success. That's the only thing that I request. There is tons of folks that have been working and pushing policy for decades, trying to bridge that gap between our government and black folks in this country. That's not what I'm asking folks to do. That's a big cookie. I'm not asking you to eat that cookie. What I'm asking you to do is take little bites of your own life and say, hey, what can I do? Can I go to my employer and say, we need to hire black folk, I work in HR. Can I go to my bank and say, hey, I work at this bank, we need to start funding black businesses? Do we have implicit bias in my workplace? Do I have implicit bias in my school that I work in, that I teach? Do I treat black boys and black girls differently? Those are the small things that I'm asking. Be an advocate for us in your everyday life. And then take it and teach your children about implicit bias. Teach your children about what anti-racism means. Teach your children about the only way to get to equality is through equity.
Thirty-three-year-old Javon Head, an African-American man from Kalamazoo, spoke with us about joining white allies in protesting police brutality. For WMUK News, I'm Earlene McMichael.
Tomorrow, we hear from another African-American protesting among white allies. The mother of an 8-year-old son has never demonstrated before. To hear other stories in this series, visit WMUK.org.